Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Right, an incredibly big day for cricket around the country today with the Ford Trophy set to get underway here in Napier, where I can tell you it is a beautifully fine day. And the second one-day international between the Black Caps and Sri Lanka gets underway at 2 o'clock this afternoon. First, it's a white ball showdown between the Central Stags and Canterbury. Originally, it was meant to be played, of course, in Queenstown, but due to complications caused by the recent cyclone, the showpiece event has shifted to Napier's McLean Park. It will be the biggest sporting event that has happened since the cyclone in this region, I promise you that. Then from Hagley Oval, Sri Lanka will be looking to bounce back from a horrible, it was a horrible outing last weekend at Eden Park. They have to try and qualify for the World Cup still, so they've got plenty at stake. Joining me now is a man who has been a voice for cricket for a long, long period of time, family rich in commentary pedigree. Garth Galloway, pleasure to have you on the show, Garth. On a weird sort of day for cricket, where all of a sudden we have two big men's games clashing. Good morning to you.
Yeah, g'day, Smithy. I think my father, he'd be turning in the grave hearing you delivering a sermon. He was a religious man. But I've looked up the definition, and it's a talk on a religious or moral subject, so you're taking the moral side of it. Good for you.
Yes, I am, really. I'm talking on the devil's advocate side of it, I think, to a large degree, Garth, because I don't think what I brought up there would go down in a lot of quarters that well. But however, hey, look, first of all, most importantly, weather in Christchurch, good?
No, well, I'm in Auckland, so I can't help with that.
Have you done a report?
I've had a look. If it was being played here, it would be fine. Look, it looks like there is a little bit of rain in Christchurch this morning. Forecast to finish around 1 o'clock. So hopefully they will get a game in. The ground dries well down there, Smithy. So, yeah, hopefully things will kick off on time.
Right, okay. Well, what a rout that was the other day. What did you make of that? This is the Sri Lankan team with everything to play for against the New Zealand side, which is a bit of a patchwork quilt at the moment.
Yes, it is, isn't it? And I see they lose. Allen and Phillips disappear to the IPL again, so it's a New Zealand side that's weaker. Well, I mean, the Sri Lankan side has really struggled. And, I know we talk enthusiastically about the game and we love it, but it's hard to get excited about them. They're 10th in the World Cup at the moment. And as you say, they're desperately trying to qualify, and not have to go through those qualifying matches against Zimbabwe and the likes. But I can't see it happening today, Smithy. I don't know how they'll recover from just a massive loss. Their last game before they came out here, they played against India. India scored 390 for 5 against them, and they were bowled out for 73. Bowled out for 76 the other day against New Zealand. They are a very weak side. The thing that they have got in their favour, I suppose, is, as you say, it's a bit of a patchwork quilt side, this New Zealand side, but they seem to be gelling and playing very well together. So I simply can't see a way how Sri Lanka can get up and win today. But who knows?
Right, let's talk about the New Zealand bowling attack, because there we have young Henry Shipley picking up his maiden international 5-wicket haul very early on in his career for just 31. Tell us a wee bit about Henry Shipley, the Ben Listers of this world, these names that we're not familiar with but we might have to be.
Well, yeah, and it's interesting, and because we don't, as you know, Ian, cover the domestic cricket as we used to, because, of course, we used to broadcast every Canterbury game, every Otago game, all of the first-class cricket, all of the T20 and all of the Ford Trophy stuff, so we could see these players coming through. Shipley, and his old man, was a good cricketer, James. He played a lot of cricket for North Canterbury and for Canterbury B from time to time, and Shipley's been coming through for a long time. I like the look of him. I mean, you see the difference, don't you, when he plays in the subcontinent on debut and how hard it is over there, and then he gets up against a side like Sri Lanka in conditions which are a little bit helpful, and he just excels himself. He's a tall bowler. He does move the ball around in the air. And I think it's wonderful that he's getting an opportunity. One of the things that I think the Sri Lanka series against Sri Lanka offer Smithy is an opportunity to play some other players. And I really hoped that New Zealand would do that in the Sri Lankan Test series, that we could see a player like perhaps Glenn Phillips being given a run in the middle order, just to stop picking the same old players and try and bring players through. But Shipley, you know, he bowled well. They only bowled four bowlers in that match against Sri Lanka the other day. They only had to. Henry, of course, and Mitchell bowled a few overs in Tickner, who, you know, again, seems to be well favoured. He's quite brisk, he can be at times, but I don't know. I think Henry's the pick of them. Shipley looks to be useful, but I still think our attack needs a bit of work. I see today that they're picking that Sodhi will play, which will be interesting.
That'll be interesting. Canterbury have also unearthed Chad Vose. Of course, he's not New Zealand born as such. He's going down the Conway route. What have you heard about him, and what do you think of his prospects at the international level?
I like him. I've watched him quite a lot. I think he's an aggressive player. He's a player who, when he's come over here, he's desperate to play international cricket, and he's succeeded in that, at the, you know, in having one game. I sort of feel like he's a player who's matured a lot over the years. His shot selection is good. He's very good square of the wicket and pulling the ball, and he plays nicely down the ground. And I just feel in recent years he's been able, you know, when a player is looking for success, and that can often impede their thought processes, and it results in the results not being as good as you might like. I just feel like he plays with a freedom now. If he can bring that into the international game, I think he has a prospect of succeeding. And, you know, this Canterbury, it's interesting, isn't it, today? They've got seven players there. Nichols, Bowes, Latham, Shipley, Henry, Sodhi, and Mitchell. When was the last time that happened?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, that's a very, very interesting point as well, actually. Another cricketer though, of interest to me, and this little spot in the side that he's trying to make a name for himself in, which is currently occupied, I guess, by Michael Bracewell, is this Ruchin Ravindra scenario. Where are we going here, Garth? You know, I mean, you know, we talk ad nauseum here about this bloody non-development of a spin bowler. And I reminded it the other day because I saw Ajaz Patel out at the golf course playing golf, for God's sake. I mean, you know, I just wonder what's happening here. Yeah.
he might as well be. You know, Patel took those 14 wickets in India, the second most by a New Zealand bowler. And in the next calendar year, he bowled two overs in Test cricket. And he bowled them in England and then was hit by Stokes and promptly taken out of the attack. It was just, you know, in the lack of confidence. You know, we're always looking for a spinner who can get some runs. And you look at the contrast around the world. When you look at a player like Nathan Lyon, who not a great batsman by any stretch, but able.
Okay, sorry, I think we might have lost Garth momentarily there. Technical problems, they are the bane of any broadcasting service, I can promise you that. So Garth's gone by the look of it, off the board, but we're going to call him back because it's a very interesting point he's bringing up, and it's one that we get a lot of texts in, there's no doubt about it, on the show about the spin bowling side of things. And you say, what a galling subject that is when you think about it, or a galling statistic. 14, Garth's back now, 14 wickets in one test match and two overs since. I mean, could that have happened barring injury in any other country? I digress while we got you back there. Garth, you're making a great point about that spin bowling role.
Well, I just feel that, you know, you look at a player like Lyon, who's been such a great off-spinner for Australia, doesn't score many runs for them, but is picked solely because he is a really fine spin bowler. Look at a player now, what McCullum's done with Jack Leach, and he just insists on having him in every test, no matter what the conditions are like. Again, you know, a stoic sort of batter, but not a person who's going to get a lot of runs. We're just so focused on playing seam and swing bowlers and having a spinner who can bowl a few overs and but has to score runs as well. And I do think we've got it wrong. You and I have talked about it before. Looking at Ravindra, and you'll remember that he went to India and played in that same series where Patel took his wickets. He played in a couple of test matches, Will Somerville as well. And again, I just felt that he was a better batter than bowler. He just looked to me to be, you know, and he's opened the batting for Wellington at times. And it was really good to see him taking his opportunity the other day and scoring 49. It was a nice innings. But how good he is with the ball, I suspect he might be a better white ball bowler. He bowls quite tightly. He's not a great spinner of the ball. He relies on variations and flight and so on. And I think if he gets a go against a side like it and under confident Sri Lankan team, he'll be fine. But as you know, the test is really against sides like England, India, South Africa, Australia. That's when you want to see these players turning up and performing to the top level. So we don't really get a true indication against the likes of Sri Lanka at home.
No, we don't. Okay. Here's a broader statement, and I just wonder whether you can agree or disagree on this one. For a long time, we played Santner. I don't think we ever thought for one second that Santner was going to bowl sides out, but we hoped that he might do one day. We picked him because it added to our batting depth. And I think here we go again with Michael Bracewell, who you can hardly call as a classy test spinner at this point. But he's a batter. His batting's his strongest suit. I just wonder, Garth, overall, if England are obsessed now by winning under McCullum and Stokes. That's their obsession. They are obsessed to win. Are we obsessed to not lose?
That's always been a driving thing. And in fact, I'd be interested to reflect with you on how you felt it was when you were playing Smithy during that great era. I mean, I always felt actually that side with obviously with you, the likes of obviously the great Jay Hedley and Crow, I felt that side learnt to win, if you like. So, just looking back and thinking off the top of the head, that series against the West Indies, and of course Lees was keeping then for New Zealand, wasn't he? But that series against the West Indies was a real surprise. That was a great West Indian side. And you remember New Zealand won that test in Dunedin. And things kind of took off from there, and you just saw this huge self-belief in the side. And I always felt, not that there was a side that encouraged a lot of spin bowling, but it was a side that I always felt looked to create opportunities to win. And then we really did seemingly lose a lot of confidence. I think it comes from leadership for me. I think Williamson is just an extraordinary player, a wonderful batsman. You know, I think probably our greatest ever, and a hell of a bloke as well, it seems. But I've just felt that he, in the current environment, when he was test captain, you know, winning wasn't everything. And we saw opportunities, indeed, even when Tim Southee took over in Pakistan, games were just allowed to drift. And I think at times we have worried too much about losing, whereas McCullum has just thrown everything up and into the air and said, look, I don't care about that. What will be interesting, though, I think as a result of that test at the Basin where England were beaten by New Zealand, and, you know, they all say, well, what a great match it was. But I felt that England, you know, they threw it away. And I'll be very interested to see how that impacts on how they play, because they won't have enjoyed it. They had everything their own way. And then I felt really that they muscled up against Wagner and got it wrong and really gave a game to us that we should have lost.
Yeah, actually, you're dead right. It was, in fact, you could look also down there in Christchurch. We were only two pieces of cricket away from having a very average test season as opposed to reflecting on two great wins. Right, let's, exactly. Garth, can we go to the Ford Trophy? Because it used to be one hell of a competition. It's me against you, to be fair, isn't it? I suppose your allegiance
is still a very... I'm a Cantabrian now, am I?
Well, I think I'll always associate you there. That's I think where I know you best, Garth. Right, so let's have a look at this. The Stags at home now, a bit of a bonus for them to be at home after all this time because of the cyclone or whatever, a relatively depleted Canterbury side. Stags not losing out too much, actually.
No, well, they're missing who? Young and Tickner, aren't they? And the Stags and the Canterbury, the Kings are missing Nichols, Bowes, Latham, Shipley, Henry, Sturdy and Mitchell. So that's that's put a few holes in them. But with that, it creates an opportunity, doesn't it? And as you say,
it does.
I mean, it really is. The 50-over final is one of the great occasions of New Zealand cricket. I see it's going to be streamed on YouTube, so people can have a look at it on there. And you would think Central Districts having won 6 out of their 10 matches, Canterbury qualifying and then beating Otago, seems like a long time ago now because, of course, as you said, the cyclone got on the road of the final when it was supposed to be held. But Canterbury just, they won that semi really well. They only won 4 of their 10 games to get through to that that elimination final. I think you have to favour Central Districts, don't you, at home? Doug Bracewell is coming back. I think you've got Shamoulian, who scored a lot of runs, 383 at 42.5 for them, and he just needs 25 more runs to take it over from Hamish Rutherford as the top scorer in the competition. So you would think that they would be favourites. And, of course, that lovely moment, and you'll know Justin Boyle, Ian, a former Wellington player, a leg spinner, and brother of David, who played a lot of cricket for Canterbury. And, of course, the Boyle boys, one playing for Central Districts and one playing for Canterbury, with Jack having left at Canterbury and gone up to Central Districts. So two brothers playing against each other, and I'm sure Justin will be present and watching, and that adds a really nice element to it.
Well, I hope there are a few more there. 11 o'clock on a Tuesday, on a working day, Tuesday in Napier, with the way it is at the moment. I'm not quite sure how big the crowd will be, but I hope it is worthy of the occasion. Garth Galloway, always a pleasure catching up with you, whatever the part of the world that you're in. I've just had a text in to say your beloved Canterbury, someone has just said they won't be playing cricket down here in Christchurch unless it's indoor, says Mark. It's raining cats and dogs, apparently, mate, so... We might have to. They don't have reserve days anymore, so we might have to rely on your forecast for clearing. Yeah,
I'll defer to Mark. Okay, nice to talk to you, Smithy, as always. All the best.